nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
This is RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. This is RDS here. Tune into The RDS Gate Show, Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Up, up, and away by the fifth dimension. Heavens.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together.
Waiting there in
in the air in my beautiful balloon.
If you'll hold my hand, we'll chase your dream across the sky.
Oh, we can.
Absolutely stellar. And now we have Up on the Roof by the Drifters.
Said hope and blossom. When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. Get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof.
Up on the roof.
Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough up for two up on the roof.
Runaway Sue.
Is my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Away from a runaround sewer. Whoa. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now people love to put you wise. A sewer goes out with other guys. He's the murderer.
keep away from a run around to a play that hard. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I don't know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now people love to put you wise. She goes out with other guys. Here's the moral.
The Cascades are next. Heavens. It's raining. Oh, Lord, like up here.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry.
Sugiyaki is next.
Thank you.
Sweet Dreams of You by wonderful Patsy Cline. What a story. Classic by Patsy Cline. And now, my dear friends, we're going to hear some Ringo music, RDS music. I certainly hope I pass the audition. Pancho and Lefty is first.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't you mama's only boy, the favorite one it seemed? She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants, for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words, but that's the way it goes. All the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they lay poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. All the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Poets tell how Pancho felt and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, that's the way the story goes. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, and save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. All the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. A few brave federales say we could have had him any day. We only let him go so long out of kindness, I suppose.
Absolutely stellar, stellar, Ringo. And now a classic, unforgettable.
That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me never before. Has someone been more unforgettable in every way? And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable. Things that I am unforgettable too. In every way, and forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Absolute classic by RDS. Now Free as a Bird by RDS, Man of 1001 Singing Styles.
Made me feel chasm
Another Beatle one coming up by RDS, Man of 1001 Singing Styles. Let It Be by RDS.
When I find myself in times of troubles, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see, there will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Yeah, there will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Should I say, let it bleed? Yes, that was a hard song to do, wasn't it? But here we are, the and...
This is RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern, on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Hello, my dear friends, and welcome to the latest RDS Gate Show for March 10, I believe, 2024. Life is one big turbulence, it is. But gosh, and it rained terribly here for days. 4 days in a row. Oh my God, I was caught in a rainstorm with the Bentley, and oh my God. It's terrible. It's humid. It rains. I mean, it's nice. It's better than not being up here in some terrifying neighborhood, but still. Why the rain? Why? I don't know. It was just terrible. And how are we all doing? Into March already. Spring around the corner. I'm not even looking forward to spring. I don't like weather beyond 70. It's just the way I am. I mean, it's just the way things are here with me. Cecil! I don't see him. The chair is moving, but he's not here. Cecil, are you here?
No.
Oh, I know. You're invisible, aren't you? Oh, my dear friends, how does he do it all alone? All alone, a little ghost. Oh, didn't he see the light yet? Didn't he see the light yet? I just don't know. Are there no factories? Are there no workhouses? Are there no factories? Are there no workhouses? I don't know. Now, I will tell you, and of course, thank you all listening. The first song that played was Up, Up and Away by the Fifth Dimension, I think in 1968. Wonderful tune, absolutely classic. Let me just do some adjustments here. And then we heard Up on the Roof, an absolute classic by the Drifters. Early 60s. And Run Around Sue by Dion. Wonderful song too. Listen to the Rhythm of the Falling Rain by the Cascades. Whatever happened with them? Did they only have just one hit? I don't remember. I mean, I know where I was. I was probably a sperm then. But gosh. And then Sukiyaki. Sukiyaki. Wonderful tune. I love that song when it came out in the crib. Oh my God, was I in the crib then? Sukiyaki, 1962, I think. And then that wonderful classic by wonderful Patsy Cline. We lost her so young. She was wonderful. Sweet Dreams of You by wonderful Patsy Cline. Had to die in a freaking airplane crash in 1961. Oh my God. Then we start playing my songs, the RDS stuff, with my classic Poncho and Lefty by RDS. Unforgettable, another classic by RDS. Free as a Bird, another wonderful classic by RDS. Let It Be or Let It Bleed. That was a pain. That song was a little hard. It was, I don't know. It just, I had a bit of a hard time with that song. Years ago when I did it. I should call it Let It Bleed, not Let It Be, just like the Stones say. And then, of course, our background came then. Hello, everyone listening. Hello, Ron, wonderful Rich, in heaven, all our Skyscanner people. Hello, Kurt, if you're around. Hello, who else? Clay and Rachel. Are you here? I'm sorry I missed your last show. Things have been happening. I've been busy. Other things, I mean. And what else? Oh, all the other people listening. Maybe Renee, maybe Kevin, anybody else. Brian. Now the times. RDS comes on every week so far on a Sunday when it's a live show, of course. Even the past shows. At 10 p.m. Eastern. For a full hour of terror, of unexpected things, of the paranormal, of music by me, classic songs. Don't you love them? Who can do from the Beatles to Sinatra? I don't know. And then, yeah, that's at 10 o'clock on Sunday, followed by another replay or replay. Then we have, of course, my replay from 6 to 7 p.m. on a Wednesday. Wonderful. Followed by Clay and Rachel's The World According to Them. And then we have Kurt at 9, and at 7 p.m., 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Texas Roadkill. Yes, listen to that. And we have wonderful Ron Hager. With his wonderful show from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on a Sunday. We are here. And what shall I read? I don't know. I have to find something to read. I don't have the latest gatebook at all. But I hope whatever I read you like. What can I tell you? I'm telling you that the rain up here is terrible. It was a rainstorm. But not only that, it's always raining. I mean, this is not England. This is not London. We're not even on the same latitude as them. Yet we're just like it. I mean, it's worse here, I think. And then one morning I went out on an appointment early. It was fog. Fog. I mean, you know, I'm not driving a new Bentley now. I mean, it's an old Bentley. You know, it's going to steam up a bit, I think. I forget it. I had to use the other car, the late model ones. Oh, my God. But the weather today, of course, is cloudy and rainy. It's been doing that since last week. Like 6 days in a row, I think. Not raining now. Oh, my God, I hope you like the show tonight with all these wonderful songs. Weren't they wonderful, some of the songs I played? I mean, I played them before, but they're such classics. I sort of have a... Up on the Roof is another sentimental one to me for some reason. I just love that song. I also love, of course, Sweet Dreams of You by Patsy Cline. And all the songs I did, of course. And then, of course, Poncho and Lefty. And what else did I do? Unforgettable, Free as a Bird, Let It Bleed or Let It Be. And that's it. Now, let's get to an article here. Change my glasses. Get into something a little comfortable. Like a pair of reading glasses. Now, it is 46 minutes and 7 seconds. Did I say hi to Ron? I think I did. Ron, Randy, I know if I mentioned you, you're probably not going to be here anyway. Alien hand found on a beach in Brazil. Laquisha Gomez, San Diego, and her boyfriend, Divran Sousa, were walking along the Cabrita Beach in San Paulo, Brazil, when they stumbled upon what looked like a skeletal hand. Excuse my French, or should I say my Spanish. The hand and forearm are larger than a human's and had exceptionally long fingers. We think it's not human because of the size and the amount of bones. What could it be possibly be? Asked Leticia. Some have suggested it belongs to E.T. An E.T., a mermaid, or even a dinosaur. Dinosaur? Marine expert Eric Coleman said the hand could be from an aquatic mammal such as a whale, a dolphin. However, he said that testing needed to be done to determine exactly what the remaining belonged to, what the remains were. He added that based on its decomposition, Ringo, the meds kicked in, didn't they? Based on his decomposition, it probably died about 18 months ago. Oh, really? That recent? I thought you were going to say like 18 million years ago. Like fossils. Like they know exactly how old things are. This is really something that has puzzled me. Puzzled Ringo since he was 9 years old. How do they know exactly it's a million years? No, it's 30 million. Oh, no, it's 1 million. Oh, that planet. It's 35 light years away. I mean, it's probably only 1 light year away. They're wrong about everything. Especially NASA. NASA, the four-letter word. I hope that doesn't offend someone like Kevin. He loves NASA. I like the stuff that they bring to us, you know, on the moon and all and that, but don't have your wonderful 9, 10, 11, 12-second video delay. So if something happens, we won't see it. No, there won't be mass hysteria, will there? Mr. Inaka leaves Malaysian residents on edge. A strange panic is sweeping through parts of Malaysia after multiple people in different villages reported hearing a persistent knocking at the door, or their door, and finding no one there. When they look outside, according to the local media report, the series of mysteries of knockings began the same week in at least 4 different communities. Yes. Suddenly I heard the sound of the house kitchen door being knocked on loudly as if someone wanted to come in. Quickly, said one resident. I heard outside the window and found no one outside my door. Or my house. He heard his knock, looked out the window, there's nothing there. His fear and bewilderment over the noise soon escalated when he heard the knocking coming from inside his house. My whole body was shaking when I heard a knock on the door in the bathroom. The man said, after sharing his experience on social media, which they all go, he soon realized he was not alone and that several others had heard the same persistent knocking. Where's the background? Come on, wake up. In nearly all the instances, the residents heard the relentless sound of someone trying desperately to be let in their home. But when they looked outside, there was no one there. The unsettling accounts have gone viral on social media, and many are wondering if there is a supernatural explanation. Well, what else, unless it's a joke played by some teenagers, or little kids, or whoever? The villagers say they do not believe the knocks are the work of a mere prankster because of the large amount of homes that are hit in a short period of time. So somebody's hit. They're running around knocking on the door and then going, it's a kid doing it. Even in Malaysia, they can be children. They don't have to be in Britain and England and Europe and all. Kids are kids, whether in Malaysia or, gosh, who knows? Even if you're a freaking Eskimo, you can do that as a child. Knock on the igloo and run away. It's a kid's game. Will Trump declassify UFO files? He didn't. he didn't. This is an article from November 2020. With Trump's presidency nearing an end, this is an old one, now would be an ideal time for him to disclose America's U.S. files. When asked if he would ever consider declassifying information on the matter, he replied, "Well, I'll have to think about that, of course, because Mr. Trump would wind up in a Las Vegas grave somewhere. Yes, he would disappear. If the government wants you gone, you're gone, whether they're government / extraterrestrial. Who knows? You keep your mouth shut, especially a president. He's not saying anything. He's got too much money to lose. And they don't want it all left to his kids, does he? Where are we? Getting pretty close to the end. I mean, we've got a big 7 minutes to go. Author believes our government has infiltrated the UFO community. Is our government interested in finding out what UF researchers know? That seems to be the conclusion drawn by author Gus Russo. But for what reason? National security, maybe? An independent investigation by the noted author confirms that members of the U.S. government intelligence community are actively interested in the internet activities of UFO researchers. A story first revealed in an online intelligence report issued by Starstream Research. Yes. Where are we? In an article by Russo, The Real X-Files, an Uncle Sam, or a closet ufologist? He writes that a small percentage of government officials, some active, some retired, are interested in UFO research, and some of these men have revealed to Russo that individuals in government and the private sector are keeping the big secret even from them. Starstream founder Gary S. Beckham said, "No one has officially or actually confirmed the existence of an alien invasion, but sources suggest high-ranking figures in the intelligence community, including former directors of Central Intelligence, have disclosed this, at least in private." Yes, they discovered it in private. Discussed it, I mean. "In the past, it has been proven that the KBG used paranormal groups to get the military personnel with classified information." Russo responds by saying, "They're worried that foreign intelligence agents may have infiltrated UFO groups that have military members with classified UFO. And what sort of classified information do these foreign intelligent type think they're going to get from the UFO group or groups? In 2004, when I was a baby, the CIA released a report under a Freedom of Information Act request revealing that the CIA was indeed concerned about monitoring UFO authors who might be privy to classified information. Anyone interested in reading Russo's article can download it from Starstream website." You won't find it there. This is an old article. I'm reading all the oldie stuff because I don't have the latest one. 2000-something this is. Oh my gosh, where were we? 56 minutes and 39 seconds into the latest RDS Gate Show. How are you feeling? Are you feeling lousy like me? Is the weather bothering you? What can I read? I don't know what to read, my dear friends. I haven't even picked the what the replay will be. I wonder what it is. What should I do? Oh my God. How much time? Deaths attributed to mermaids. A strange series of drownings near the Matsugashi Bridge in Zimbabwe has been attributed to a mysterious creature that some suspect could be a mermaid. The victims have all been men, and residents are saying they whatever it is in the water is luring them to their death. This is Africa. Oh, God. If it's an act of witchcraft, it could be doing this of an evil, could be done by an evil person who planted something in the water in order to gain wealth for exchange for human lives. While many believe the aquatic killer is a mermaid, others argue that it's something else, because the bodies of the victims have been retrieved. How they come to the fact that it's mermaids is really unusual and a matter of local folklore. Zimbabwe. Excuse my African, my French. I'm just horrible. Everything. Ugh. We got 1 minute left, my dear friends. Hope you like the show for tonight. Hope you like the songs, the commercial stuff, the wonderful hits in the beginning and all. And my reading's a little screwed up because the meds kicked in, and who knows whatever. And I quit smoking 5 years ago, so I can't smoke a nice, big, juicy Cuban cigar here, which I could, and I could afford, but I can't get one because I can't smoke. Well, my dear friends, this is RDS from RDS Music. Hope you love the show. We're coming down to the last minute. Beware of the black-eyed kids. They'll be out to kill you. Don't let them in. They'll knock on the door. The other white meat with those wonderful black eyes. Aren't they sweet with those black eyes? Don't let them in. They will kill you. Till we meet again, this is RDS. Good night. Till the next show. Certainly, I hope I passed the audition. See you in 7 days, hopefully. Night.